Magandang gabi mga kaalab. Masaya kami na kasama namin muli kayo sa ating word sharing natin ngayong gabi. At ako si Jeff, 23 years old at kasama ko ngayon ang aking mga friends sa aming life group. Ayan, sige, pakilala naman kayo.
Hello guys, I am Mark Jezer Igual, 22 years old.
Hello po, ako Hello po si Miguel Gabrielli Enriquez and I am 14 years old.
Hello po, ako po si Conrado Sigoday and I'm 15 years old po.
Ayan, sige. Salamat, Jezer, Con, and Gab. So, praise God, mga kaalab, dahil tonight ay saktong isang buwan na nung tayo'y nagsimula sa ating alab series entitled Starting Over. And thank God dahil nakita natin that we can start over with Him, through Him, and for Him. At isang buwan na rin ang lumipas nung tayo din ay nagsimula sa ating synchronous praying featuring God's Mighty Generals. At kaninang 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. inintroduce sa atin ang ating mga paalab kung sino nga ba si William J. Seymour. And mga kaalab, let's continue to ask for the same revival fire na pinagkaloob ng Panginoon sa panahon ni William Seymour na mangyari din sa ating mga buhay, sa community at sa ating mga family. And for the last 2 weeks, we have received so much from the Lord through the learnings and from His Word na binabao natin sa araw-araw natin buhay. And Jezer, can you share to us some of your takeaways sa mga natutunan mo natin sa past lessons na pinagdaanan natin dito sa word sharing?
Oh yes, naalala ko yung shinare sa akin ni, shinare last time ni Kuya William. It talks about building foundation. So, the Word of God is as solid as rock and it's a good foundation for us. But sometimes, we are like a person who disregards the Word of God. That is why, when challenges comes, it is easy for us to fall. Yun. So, the good thing is, even as we fail, or even though bumagsak tayo, God reveals Himself for us to become more deeper and more founded to His Word.
Amen. So, yun nga, mahalaga nga yun, no, that we are founded in His Word. And to God, we are founded in God. And last week, with Ate Judy and friends naman, we've learned to live a life that is nothing to prove, nothing to lose, and nothing to hide. Dito nakita natin ang kahalagahan ng pag-build ng ating inner life, ng panloob na buhay. No? Tinuruan tayo ng Panginoon dito to walk in humility that if we wanted something to prove, eh hindi tayo yon. Kundi yung surpassing strength made perfect in our weakness, yung lakas na ibibigay ng Panginoon sa atin na ginagamit natin in our weaknesses. And also, here we understand that surrender is not giving up, but giving in to the Lord. Thus, progressively, we can be a man who has nothing to lose. And finally, tinuruan din tayo at pinaalala sa atin ng Panginoon na living in authenticity is not making us perfect, but bringing us to a daily repentance. Thus, we find freedom in the mighty transformation in Jesus. And tonight, as we discover the truth na God can do wonderful things with nobody, what's next? No? Saan nga ba tayo tutungo? Saan na tayo patungo? Ano ang direction na tatahakin pa natin? And with you, tonight mga kaalab, we encourage you to journey with us towards the destiny, the direction God has prepared for us. No, mas magiging excited ang bawat araw ng ating buhay. And to continue on, no, talagang nakaka-excite yung almusal na makita mo sa hapagkainan mo tuwing gigising ka ng umaga. At ang masarap nga na almusal ng mga shinare natin kanina ay talagang kaabang-abang sa bawat paggising natin sa bawat araw. Pero bukod nga doon sa breakfast, ano pa yung masigla nating tinatahak at nais nating abutin tuwing sisikat ang bagong araw? No? What keeps us awake? What keeps you studying or keeps us studying or what keeps us working? Bakit ba natin patuloy na ginagawa ang mga bagay na ginagawa natin ngayon? No? What drives us? No? Dahil daw, kung ano daw yung nag-occupy ng isip at puso natin ngayon, ay doon daw tayo patungo. But the question now is, tama ba yung mga bagay na nag-occupy o laman ng ating mga puso ngayon? Because people seek direction in life. No, lalo na kapag ang tao ay papasok sa transition ng buhay, no? And we have so many transitions of life. Halimbawa, from junior high school, and next year papasok ka na as senior high school student. And as from senior high school student, papasok pa next year ng college student ka na. And as from being a college student, papasok ka sa bagong mundo ng pagiging isang professional. And as you work, being a single to be a married, no? Madaming transition ng buhay. But we desperately need, however, is a profound sense of destiny. And sometimes we can't or we won't see the big picture of life because we are too inclined to think shorter rather than to go for a long haul or trail. No? Nami-miss natin yung most exciting part of reaching our destiny. No? We miss the journey. Sabi nga ni Pastor Edmund Chan, we desperately seek our direction but almost completely ignore our destiny. No? Sometimes we keep on saying na, saan ba ako dapat patungo? Saan ako tutungo? Or dapat in the age of ginto, ito na yung ginagawa ko. And sometimes, as we seek direction, no, wala tayo. Ang ironic, no? No, we got so occupied with so many arrows of life. Kaya nga, sabi natin kanina, tama nga ba yung laman ng ating isip at puso ngayon. No? That's why nakita natin dito ang need to mentor our sense of destiny. No? Gaya nga na sinabi natin kanina, sense of destiny is more than just focusing on the destination. But it is embracing the journey. No? So if God is if God destined you for something or for anything, so how do you see yourself 10 years from now? Paano mo nakikita mula ngayon, 10 taon mula ngayon, ang iyong sarili if you believe that God destined you for something or anything? Yeah. Sige nga, Gab, how do you see yourself 10 years from now?
10 years from now, kasi ano po yan eh, 2 years after my college graduation. So I see myself in 10 years as nag-work na and nagbibigay ng time para sa mga passion ko, which is yung pag-create ng music and pagkakolekta ng mga items. And also, nagkakontinue pa rin yung pagsiserve ko kay God. So yun po yung nakikita kong ano, pwede mangyari in 10 years.
Wow, praise God, no? Si Konkon.
Ako po, kuya, siguro I see myself 10 years from na siguro yung pagiging successful businessman. If pagpapalayan pa siguro ng Lord, siguro baka 10 years from now, baka marami na din ako, kuya, maipundar 10 years from now. We may not know, pero ibang kumilos ang Panginoon eh. Bigla-biglaan, grabe yung pagkilos ng Panginoon. Tapos, ayun po, hindi 10 years from now, eh, magpapatuloy pa rin po ako sa pagmamahal ko sa Panginoon kasi yun yung pinaka-importante na bagay na maaari kong i-keep. And yun din yung pinaka-masayang moment na makasama ko. Yung ma-experience ko sa buhay ko, yung makasama ko siya.
We're not agree na nilagay sa puso mo ng Panginoon. Si Jezer.
So yun, I see myself 10 years from now siguro, meron na akong stable na finances at the same time yun maayos, meron akong maayos na business yun. At the same time, ayun, so meron na rin akong love of my life, meron na akong asawa yun, may anak na rin ako yun. Parehas kami ng wifey ko na naglilingkod kami sa Panginoon at the same time ayun, kasama ko, meron na akong anak yun. Na siya rin na ano, siya natin tinuturuan din namin na mag-nurture din sa Panginoon. Yun.
So, praise God. So, 10 years from now, nakita ko yung sarili ko. Ninong ako nung anak ni Jez. Pero joke lang. No? So, having that big picture in our mind, no? That's one of the things na ginagawa sa atin ng destiny. Because, sense of destiny does at least two things in us or for us. No? Yun nga, number one, it orientates us towards the big picture of life. It orientates, hinaharap tayo sa big picture of life. Like, like nung mga sinabi niyo na kakaroon na ako ng business, kakaroon na ako ng family, pinipursue ko yung mga talents ko, dinidevelop ko yung mga talents ko, yung mga dreams, yung mga grand things of life, success, at yung mga desires na nasa ating mga puso. And number two, it steers us towards the long trail. No? Sabi nga natin kanina, it's about embracing the journey. Yung journey natin between now patungo doon sa future. And going from the long trail or for a long haul journey rather than the short term is a defining mark of wisdom. No? Na alam mo sa sarili mo that you are moving forward even if the journey seems so long. No? At alam mo sa sarili mo na mahaba rin yung journey pero you keep on moving. At may katiyakan ka sa puso mo. Nakasama mo ang Panginoon at dadalhin ka ng Panginoon doon sa lugar kung saan kanya itinadhana. No? And living with a sense of destiny calls us to a grand adventure of life. It calls us to three primary pursuits in life. No? Yung tatlong pangunahing tatahakin or dapat natin tahakin sa ating mga buhay. At una doon is the God we are to know. The God we are to know. That in whatever we are pursuing right now, God is inviting us to know Him. Yeah. Iniimbita tayo ng Panginoon upang makilala natin siya. He is inviting us to know Him for us to understand that He is the one thing in the meaning of life. And choosing the path of knowing Him is indeed a wonderful gift and a wonderful journey of life. Yung matagpuan natin, yung sarili natin, na tinatahak natin yung landas upang mas makilala pa natin ang Panginoon is such a great gift, no? Na makilala natin siya ng mas malalim at ng mas personal. Sabi nga sa Philippians chapter 3 verse 8, no? Yes, everything else is worthless compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage so that I could gain Christ. No? What a powerful statement, what a confident statement na sinabi ni Apostle. Sige nga, Gab, can you share your thought about this statement of Paul?
So ayan po. So sinasabi po ni Apostle Paul dyan na yung ibang mga bagay ay walang halaga kapag kinumpara mo sa walang katapusang kahalagahan ng pagkilala sa Panginoon. Yung ibang mga bagay, diniscard niya at kinonsider niya as garbage because in order to gain God. Ayun nga, so parang si basically sinasabi niya dyan na yung si God ay already more than enough na, kaya yung ibang mga bagay, so kinonsider niya na as garbage because God is already more than enough.
Yes. Amen. Indeed, God is already more than enough to us. So let's have that heart like Paul. It's often been said that knowing God and knowing about God are two different things. And through experiencing the mighty power of God, redeeming us from death, we understand that God revealed Himself for this very purpose, that we might know about Him, that He is the Lord, Siya ang ating Panginoon, Siya ang ating tagapagligtas na namatay para sa atin upang tayo ay patawarin sa mga kasalanan. And another is to grow to know Him personally and in intimacy. Yes, He is the Lord that loves us beyond what we can imagine. And we have that wonderful opportunity to love Him back. Pero hindi lang bilang isang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. But mahalin Siya bilang isang tatay at kaibigan. At sa pamamagitan ng redemptive love ng Panginoong Jesus, God invites us to have an intimate relationship with Him. But the question is, gaya nga ng pagpapatatag ng ating pundasyon at pagbibuild ng ating panloob na buhay, paano tayo dinadala ng Panginoon sa life-changing experience of knowing Him? No? How can we see the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord? No? Kaya, ang tanong ngayon, in our journey we are in now, paano natin mas nakikilala ang Panginoon? Paano nagpapakilala ang Panginoon in our current journey na nilalakaran? So siguro sa akin personally, mga kapatid, no, no, as I face this ano tough transition of life, no, nakikilala ko siya bilang great provider at the same time guidance po, no, and I really praise God and thank Him for sustaining me, no, with His grace and His blessing. And also nakikita ko rin siya, nagpapakilala siya akin as my friend, no, as I face sa aking journey ng mga discouragement, ng mga down moments of my life, no. Praise God for His presence, being present to me at all times. So, ayun, personally, I have that moment with God na nakikilala ko siya. So, kayo, paano nagpapakilala ang Panginoon sa inyo in your current journey or in your journey you are in? Si Jezer.
So, yun, nagpapakilala sa akin ang Lord as a reminder kasi ano sinasabi sa akin ng Panginoon na Mark, it's time na lumago ka, it's time na magkaroon ka ng transition sa buhay mo. Yun, at your age kailangan fruitful ka, hindi ka stagnant at the same time. Hindi, kumbaga, meron akong planong ipapakita sa iyo at kailangan mong lakaran. Yun, so at the same time nag-serve din sa akin ng Panginoon as a provider, so Jehovah Jireh, as they say. Yun. Kasi ngayong pandemic, talagang hindi pinagkukulang ng Lord ang family namin. So yun, despite of ano quarantine, yun talagang ano nandiyan ang Panginoon sa amin na hindi kami nagugutom sa bawat araw, nakakakain kami. Yun, at the same time pare-pares kaming masaya together with my family. Yun, so ayun, so to wrap up, it's ano, the Lord is my reminder and also my provider. Yun, that's it.
Kasama mo kami sa journey mo na yan. So si Concon.
Ayun po, so yun, kung paano po nagpakilala sa akin ng Lord, siguro as a teacher and as a shepherd po. Actually, matagal na siya naging teacher and naging shepherd sa akin. Pero this time of pandemic talaga naramdaman ko yung pagpapakilala niya sa akin as a teacher ngayon, as a shepherd. Kasi as a teacher po siguro, parang more on pinapasok niya ako sa mga scriptures niya, lalo na sa mga devotions ko. Grabe talaga yung soaking time ko nung pandemic. Actually, maganda na yung soaking time ko before the pandemic. Pero mas gumanda pa yung soaking time ko nung nagkaroon ng pandemic. Kasi nagkaroon pa ako ng chance. Nakapag-lend pa ako ng time para mas mag-soak sa mga scriptures and makinig lang dun sa mga sinasabi niya sa akin. Tinuturoan niya ako and ina-align din po niya ako sa mga, ano, sa spirit. Ina-align niya ako sa paraan niya. Tapos naging shepherd din po siya kasi grabe yung comforting niya even though sa mga hard times na dumadaan. Parang nandyan lang siya. He's always guiding you, he's always protecting you, and he's always taking care of you. Para sa akin po yung teacher po.
Yes. Ito po, si Gab.
So, nakikilala ko po ang Panginoon bilang isang great friend and a great companion. Kasi pagka may problems ako, palagi niya akong tinutulungan, lagi niya akong ginagabayan sa mga desisyon ko, at higit sa lahat, lagi siyang nandyan para sa akin. So, nakikilala ko si God bilang aking great friend and a great companion. A very great companion po.
Amen. Salamat sa Panginoon dahil hindi lang siya magiging Diyos at tagapagligtas sa atin. No? He can be our friend. No? At all times. May that experiences bring us in a growing intimacy with God that draws us into life of obedience and freedom in Christ. Amen. So number one, the God we are to know. Number two, the life we are to live. Ayan, sabi sa Psalm chapter 90 verse 12, now, teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. Yeah. Sige nga, Con, can you share to us your thought about this verse?
Yes po, Kuya. Rephrase ko lang po ulit yung verse po natin. Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. So, para po sa akin, siguro nung narinig ko yung word na brevity, ang unique, isa siya sa mga uncommon words na naririnig ko talaga sa English vocabulary. So, ang brevity po pala, ang meaning po talaga niya is shortness. So, kung babasahin po ulit natin yung scripture na yon, Psalms 90 verse 12, teach us to realize the shortness of life so that we may grow in wisdom. Grabe po, Kuya, parang maigsi lang siyang verse, pero grabe yung impact niya sa akin. Kasi parang hinihiling ka sa Panginoon ng parang pinakita niya sa akin na kailangan mapakita sa akin yung kaiksian ng buhay. Kasi parang ang uncertain ng life minsan talaga. Grabe yung Panginoon. Parang siguro uncertain din tayo, hindi din tayo sure kung kailan yung second coming ni Jesus So parang pinapakita doon na kailangan pahalagahan natin lahat ng moments sa buhay natin, lalo sa relationship natin sa Panginoon. Parang sa akin yun po, kailangan ko pong i-cherish talaga yung mga moments ko nakasama ko ang Panginoon. Kasi parang temporary lang yung buhay ko. Darating din yung araw na dilipas din yung earth, dilipas din yung lahat na nakikita ko ngayon. And mananatili lang sa akin yung word ng Panginoon. And yun lang yung kakapitan ko. At kapag yun yung kinapitan ko, mag-grow din ako in wisdom.
Amen. Thank you, Kon. Pwede rin na i-cherish natin yung buhay natin kasama ang ating mga mahal sa buhay. Like our parents, our mga kapatid, mga lolo at lola, mga kamag-anak natin. Because life is too short, no? So that we must know our significance. No? Life is too short to live it with compromises. Because we miss the brevity of life when we are too focused to the things that are important but does not matter. No, sabi nga ni Solomon sa Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 8, no matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. Kasi we believe, lalo na sa panahon natin ngayon, yung mga millennials or mga Generation Z, yung thought na YOLO, no? You only live once. We only live once. Kaya nga matatagpuan natin minsan yung sarili natin that we are doing the things na kung ano lang yung gusto natin, no? Gagawin natin kung ano yung uso. Gagawin natin para makasunod din tayo sa loob ng mundo. Because we only live once, no? Or sometimes, we find ourselves to focus sa mga bagay na dapat naman talaga nating ginagawa. Like our school works, mga projects, ang ating trabaho, career, and everything, our business. And there's nothing wrong with that. Walang mali doon. Because God has placed you to that place. Tinawag ka ng Panginoon at itinalaga ka ng Panginoon to that place. But as we see the end picture of our life in our mind, the question right now is, nagmamatter ba ito? No? Kaya kaalab, let's check our hearts at ipag-guard natin sa Panginoon na baka tayo na din mismo, ay hindi pa satisfied at not content, hindi contento sa mga bagay na ipinagkatiwala sa atin ng Panginoon. Kaya nga sabi ni David, di ba? Teach us to realize the brevity, the shortness of life so that we may grow in wisdom. No, malaman natin yung mga bagay na unang-una nagmamatter sa mata ng Panginoon. And as we discover that things, no, may God leads us to His destiny for us. Because life is too short. No, napakaikli ng buhay. Sabi nga sa word and prayer last time, no, death is real. Totoo ang kamatayan and death is inevitable. And a sense of destiny begins with a deep realization that the life is short. No? If we miss to realize the brevity of life, we miss its significance. No? Which is, yung buhay natin, ay ginagamit sa kaluwalhatian ng Panginoon. And it is a worthy gem of wisdom. Sabi nga ni E. Stanley Jones, ayan, "My life in my hand is a pain and problem. My life in God's hand is a power and possibility." So mga kaalab, let's not just miss the power of God and the possibility that God has given to us to live this life. Because God didn't call us to live just to live this life. He called us to a glorious, redemptive life with purpose and potential. Which leads me to the third primary pursuit in life. The purpose we are to embrace. Believe that there is a reason why we exist. No? May layunin ng Panginoon, may dahilan ng Panginoon why He allows us to live this life. And if we miss that purpose, masyadong maikli ang buhay na ito sa lupa para ipamuhay or para tahakin ito ng walang daladalang layunin. No? Dapat malinaw muna sa atin yung purpose natin. Upang marating natin, para marating natin yung destiny na itinalaga sa atin ng Panginoon. Because our purpose clarifies our destiny. No, God didn't call us to live a life on auto cruise mode, no, yung walang challenges, ano lang, chill lang, petix lang, no. We must live this life with the end in mind. No, ano ba yung end? Sabi sa Colossians 3:10, Gab, pwede bang pakibasa?
Ayan, so sinabi po sa Colossians 3:10, "Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and be like Him."
Amen, no? Yeah, sabi doon, put on your new nature. So as we receive the gift of God and the life He entrusted to us, and as we grow to know Him deeply, personally, and intimately, may this compelling knowledge of God moves us not just to do more for Him, but to be more like Him. Yung buhay na binago, yung buhay na kumikilala sa Panginoon, at yung buhay na kamuka ng buhay ng tulad sa Panginoon, that's our end. Yun yung end picture in mind na dapat nating tinatahak. Sabi nga ni Pastor Edmund Chan, in the church today, we tend to see the Great Commission as a mission, and this mission as an end in itself. But God's true end for us is a transformed life in Christ. So yung binagong buhay and becoming like Him, it's the purpose that we have to embrace to be a man, to be a woman, being conformed to the image of God's Son. Bakit tayo ni-remind ng Panginoon about that matter? Because sometimes we have that misconception that when we talk about purpose, lagi nating iniisip, ano ba ang dapat nating ginagawa para sa Panginoon? No? Ano yung dapat pinagpupusigihan ko na gawin para sa Panginoon? Or dapat sinasabi natin, dapat pinagbubutihan ko ang ginagawa sa workplace ko, sa school, sa business, or to anywhere to say that I'm living a life of purpose. No? Para masabi natin na namumuhay tayo ng may talagang layunin. And sadly, kapag ganyan ang mentality natin, we are regimentally walking in our followership in Christ. We became a program-based disciple or instead a purpose-driven person or disciple. Kaya nga dapat alam mo muna yung bakit, kung bakit mo ginagawa yung mga bagay na ginagawa mo ngayon. Kasi kung hindi, we will find ourselves being conformed to the pattern of this world. And sometimes, yun nga, we have that mentality na sinasabi natin na kailangan kong kumaten ng life group, kailangan kong manood netong Alab Fridays, word sharing, mag-join sa synchronous praying, kailangan kong mag-disciple, mag-win, mag-invite ng tao, or manood or mag-join ng worship service. No? Kasi nga, yun nga, we have that wrong mindset in mind. Pero having that desire na to do this for the Lord, that's very good. No? Yung mag-disciple ka, mag-win ka, mag-invite ka ng tao. It's very good. what's not the main thing? That's the very good thing, but it's not the main thing. It is just a fruit of we being a disciple of Christ and we being conformed to the image of God. No? Prutas lamang ito or overflow lamang ito ng tinatahak nating layunin kasama ang Panginoon. Pastor Edmund Chan says, the Great Commission is the means to redeem the lost world to accomplish that end. No? Nakita ng Panginoon na hindi lang nanatili sa atin na nakikinig ngayon, nakasama namin ngayon, yung end na maging kamukha ng Panginoon. No? Sinabi dito ng Panginoon na yung buhay na binago sa atin, yung buhay na kamukha, yung buhay na nagre-reflect katulad ng buhay ng Panginoong Jesus ay magamit natin to reach the world, to redeem the world, no? And accomplish that same end, no? Makita itong end na to sa marami pang tao sa mundo. And that's living with a sense of destiny. No? And this is our identity. That we are to be a people who seek to know God and to make Him known. Kaya mga kaalab, more than anything that is in your hand, it's the God we are to know. Nagpapakilala ang Diyos sa napakaraming paraan. And as we deeply realize the brevity, the shortness of life, may we find our very purpose, our significance in Christ. To know Him, to become like Him, and to make Him known. Sige, mga kaalag, let's pray. Natin tayo sa Panginoon. Father, we continue to worship You and to glorify Your name, Panginoon, upon our lives. Lift Your name on high, Panginoon. Right now, God, we are opening our hearts. Ano man po ang nakita nyo na nag-o-occupy dito na hindi nyo kalooban, Panginoon. Remove this, Lord. Tanggalin mo ito sa aming mga puso. And Lord, pakita mo kami, Lord God, na suko at sinusuko itong mga bagay na ito, Panginoon, sa iyong paanan, Panginoon. And Lord, this life is short. Masyado itong maikling buhay na ito, Panginoon. Lord, we pray that our lives, Lord God, will be used for Your glory alone, Panginoon. And as we find our significance in You, Panginoon, ay maitutok namin ang aming mga mata. No? Makapag-focus kami, Panginoon, sa Iyo, Panginoon, the author, Lord God, the perfecter of our faith, Panginoon, and not on the things of this world. And may we realize, Lord God, the infinite value of knowing You. And as we live this life, Lord, help us to walk with a sense of destiny, Lord God, finding our purpose in You, finding who we are in You, to know You, Lord, to become like You, Panginoon, so that this world will come to know You, how great, how good, how perfect You are, God. And tonight, mga kaalab, if, yes, sabi natin kanina, God is inviting us to know Him. If you want to know Him, if you want to receive and experience His love, samahan mo akong manalangin. Samahan mo akong manalangin. Sige, let's pray. Happy tayo sa Panginoon. Panginoong Jesus, maraming salamat po sa iyong wagas na pag-ibig na patuloy na umaabot sa akin. Lord, salamat sa iyong buhay na binigay mo para sa akin. Lord, salamat na ikaw ay namatay at ako ay napatawad sa aking mga kasalanan. Lord, gusto ko pong matagpuan ang aking significance, ang aking purpose sa iyo. Lord, I invite you to come in my heart as my Lord and Savior. Lord, baguhin mo po ang aking puso. Bigyan mo po ako, Panginoon, ng puso na nagmamahal sa iyo. Lord, as we receive this gift, Lord God, help us, Lord God, help me, Lord, to live this life, Panginoon, na nakakalugod sa iyo, Panginoon. And may your light shine, Panginoon, sa aking buhay as I journey to this short life, Lord God. May you find me faithful. May you find me surrendered, Panginoon, in everything, Lord God, na ipagkakatulong. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, for the gift of life, Lord God. Salamat po, Panginoon. Because you teach me, Lord God. You teach us, Lord God, to find our purpose, our significance in you alone. We give the glory, God, with the highest honor and praise. This is our prayer in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So, mga kaalab, as we reflect to the message that we have received tonight, let's just spend a minute, you know, to reflect to this, to answer these reflection questions. Number one, what do you wake up for each morning? What keeps you awake at night? Number two, how can you know God more intimately? And number three, what is your mission for calling? So let's spend a minute as we reflect sa salita ng Panginoon ngayon.